Harper Audio presents Self-Compassion, The Proven Power of Being Kind to Yourself by Kristen Neff, PhD. Read by Exie Sands. Part 1. Why Self-Compassion? Chapter 1. Discovering Self-Compassion. This kind of compulsive concern with I, me, and mine isn't the same as loving ourselves. Loving ourselves points us to capacities of resilience, compassion, and understanding within that are simply part of being alive. Sharon Salzberg, The Force of Kindness. In this incredibly competitive society of ours, how many of us truly feel good about ourselves? It seems such a fleeting thing, feeling good, especially as we need to feel special and above average to feel worthy. Anything less seems like a failure. I remember once as a freshman in college, after spending hours getting ready for a big party, I complained to my boyfriend that my hair, makeup, and outfit were woefully inadequate. He tried to reassure me by saying, "Don't worry, you look fine." Fine? Oh, great, I always wanted to look fine. The desire to feel special is understandable. The problem is that by definition, it's impossible for everyone to be above average at the same time. Although there are some ways in which we excel, there is always someone smarter, prettier, more successful. How do we cope with this? Not very well. To see ourselves positively, we tend to inflate our own egos and put others down so that we can feel good in comparison. But this strategy comes at a price. It holds us back from reaching our full potential in life. Distorting mirrors. If I have to feel better.